The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
Me, I'm sick.
Yeah, more sports. What's happening? You got to be sick to turn down $12 million fucking dollars if you're 25 years old. Le'Veon Bell, you pothead, get the fuck to work. You play football in Pittsburgh. They're kind of a blue-collar crew out there in Pittsburgh. $12 million fucking dollars. Can you hold that for me? $12 million fuck. My lovely assistant, my magician's assistant. She gets sawed in half each night, gentlemen. You have to hold it like that. You just hold it like comfortably, like on display. Le'Veon Bell, $12 million, the Steelers, 12.1. So like most of us would go play running back for the Steelers 20 weeks if you go to the Super Bowl, by the way. For the .1, for $100,000, you want to play some football? Fuck yeah. You bet your bippy. Hey, do I want to play football for $100,000? Does the Pope shit in the woods? Does a bear wear a funny hat? Does the Wicked Witch of the East's broom have a reverse garbage can that does automated telling with street signs? And wait, the sour, I got nothing. $12.1 million. Le'Veon Bell ain't around. This is the same guy that got suspended for smoking weed in a fucking convertible. How'd you know he's smoking pot? I don't know, it's a convertible.
Legalize it, yeah.
Oof, with LeGarrette Blount. You actually got arrested smoking pot with another running back whose last name is Blount. Bell and Blount. Hey, everybody. New on Fox this fall. Bell and Blount. Watch them smoke pot and get so high they don't know what $12 million fucking dollars looks like on a contract. Nah, ain't about that, dude. I want $15 million, man. $15 million, huh? You're 25 fucking years old. $12.1 million, Le'Veon Bell. Don't you remember Snoop on his Instagram post? Like, what's up, nephew, Le'Veon Bell? Snoop's a Steeler fan. Don't upset Snoop. So says Snoop. Come on, guys. Get it together. You want to play some football on the football field? Do it. Says me. This episode of More Sports is brought to you by our good friend, Victor. Hey, everybody. This episode of More Sports brought to you by Victor Lane. He emailed me at morestories3737@gmail.com. He writes, subject is too bad. Message. Jay, I've been a fan for years. You're wildly talented. You're one of the sharpest out there. Unfortunately, I have to quit listening to your podcasts. Perhaps you're unaware of this tick of yours, but you can't stop talking about shit. Every day you make reference to farting and shitting. I want to hear your opinion on daily sports, not feces. Hold on. I don't remember giving a fucking take on shit. Just because I go, da-da-da, oh, that's not an analysis of Dookie. That's not a feces take. I want to hear your opinion on, you know what my opinion on shit is? Happens too often. How's that? Should come out more than one hole. Maybe I don't want to have to, like, unbuckle everything and unbutton a snowsuit. Maybe I can just, like, there's a little hole in my pinky. I take off a mitten. I spray shit out of my pinky like a little brown garden hose. Whatever. Every day you make reference to farting and shitting. I want to hear your opinion on daily sports, not feces. You also make references to gay sex every day. And I'm all for gay people being happy with rights and respect. That's nice of you, by the way, that you're happy for human beings to fucking have the pursuit of happiness. But as a heterosexual, those mental images Droopy brings up are images I'd prefer not to think about while listening about the Dodgers. But the shit talk never stops. I don't know why comedians are so obsessed with shit. Snot, earwax, phlegm, and fingernail clippings never get mentioned. George Carlin, my friend. Yes, he does. But poop is somehow an automatic punchline. The last Jim Jeffries special I saw had 20 minutes about it. Ari Schaefer opened his interview with Joey Diaz by talking about what Chili was doing to him. Corolla can turn any subject into a shit story. It's your show. You talk about whatever you want. You made me push away too many meals and pour out too many cups of coffee to continue listening. I wish you the best. I'll miss you. Victor Lane. Victor, I'll miss you in theory, but I won't think about you after this episode. How could it be a nervous tic of mine if other comics are doing it all the time? If Jim Jeffries did it for 20 minutes, is that a tic? That's a long tic. Shit. I can't even do it that long. Corolla, Ari Schaefer, we talk about snot all the time. Earwax, it's not that common. It's kind of weird. Phlegm? Fingernail clippings. George Carlin, I save them and I bend them. Fuck you, I don't need parts. I got these. Fuck you, I'm not that sick. Eat shit, eat shit. He said shit. Is that a tic? We talk about shit because it's smelly and it's funny. And some people think it's funny, but it's really wet and runny. It's diarrhea. That's a weird way to tap out, my man. And gay sex every day. I'm all for gay people being happy with rights and respect. But as a heterosexual, those mental images Droopy brings up. Droopy's a fucking cartoon character that I made alternative lifestyle Droopy.
Oh, boy. Did you know my lipstick is out of the case? Cheaters never win. Wrap it, wear a glove where there's no love.
So when you're talking about the Dodgers, I think it's funny to think about guys spraying diarrhea all over the shower. And I think it's funny to think of Droopy Dog going,
I'll clean it up.
All right. That was very odd to me. Alex Drainville. He's the real producer. JJ, an alternative lifestyle Droopy Dog. Well, don't do that, Alex Drainville. Victor fucking doesn't like a gay dog. You ever go to a dog park, Victor? A lot of dogs humping another dog in the side of the head. They don't do it right. They're gay. Every dog is gay. Just pumping, pumping, pumping. Just one dog's just got an eye full of fucking pre-jizz on the side of his neck and shoulder blade, and the owner's trying to get laid, so he just looks over at his shepherd and goes, hey, King, knock it off. Cassius, quit it. Cassius. So anyway, yeah, I diversified the stocks, and I started my band on MySpace, and, you know, MySpace went away, so we went into GeoCities. That's really great. Your dog just got my dog's eye pregnant. Could you tell him to put his...
Oh, boy.
Hello, Jay, an alternative lifestyle Droopy Dog. Hope all is well. Want to follow up to my previous email. This is from our friend, Alex Drainville. And let you know I appreciate the on-air shout-out when I last wrote. Yeah, Alex Drainville, you got it. Just stop talking about gay dogs, man. You have a tic, Alex. Last I told you, I'd be using your Amazon banner at jmore.com to purchase crap for my new apartment. Well, Alex, why? Why are you putting poop inside your apartment? It never happened. Good. Probably Victor got a hold of him. But I still wanted to chip in on your son's, like, buffalo chips? Son's college fund a bit. So instead of using my college loans to invest in his, I took the corporate route. This week I made an arrangement with our office manager to keep steady contributions for the show coming. Yes, Alex Drainville, you're a Hall of Famer right now. She agreed that every time she re-ups on supplies and whatnot for the office, she would click through jmore.com. So this week, by redirecting through Amazon, through jmore.com, we ordered one package, 12 bars of Fit Crunch protein bars in the peanut butter variety. Now everything sounds like a fucking dog shit sound. Like, that's disgusting. You guys got peanut butter variety protein bars? Two 12 packs of Paper Mate mechanical pencils, because pens are for children. Two 12 packs of Brightliner highlighters for huffing. I love this guy. One Zeiss lens care package, because we can't keep our fingers off our monitors. And one 44-ounce barrel of Utz Pub Mix, which should be considered a controlled substance. I'm glad to have found a way to keep the show commercial-free, and I'll keep the office orders coming on a regular basis. By the way, you've been killing it recently. Don't ever quit on the Moriers, and we'll never quit on you. No, the guy just fucking quit. What are you talking about? You lied, Alex Drainville. You just lied to me, because Victor just fucking quit. Seriously, there's no content out there that leaves me feeling so involved. I missed out on the personal content, but sometimes the standard content sure feels personal. Please do some shows on the East Coast. I won't stop asking until you do. Where do you live, Alex Drainville? Thank you for everything, JJ. Alex. Let me know where you live. Email me. I'm behind on the premium contents because I relied on somebody to do something I should know how to do by myself. It's entirely my fault. My daily meditation is nightly and daily. Prepare, depend on no one, let go. And I prepared and depended on someone. I'm a fucking double talk comedian. I'll tell you this, I prepared and I depended. I depended on somebody a lot for something that is mine. This little podcast that I do in my car driving along the Pacific Ocean. And I should not have. I should know how to work a goddamn printer. I should know how to upload my own podcast. And Corey is a godsend, and I love it, Corey. The work that you do, thank you. And it's on me. It's all on me. Like, hey, I know how to outsource shit I should do for me and myself, for my listeners, my crew of fucking really, 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 really. Well, they shit a lot. They just never stop shitting or having gay sex with each other. Morriers. I should just fucking outsource it to somebody. No, it's on me. Nate O'Neill just got his second premium content sent. I'm going to record Landon, Lynn. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs privately, one-on-one, mano a mano. Weird draft on those Chiefs. I'll tell you why, Landon, your holes. Of course, Tansy, Zach Tansy's coming up again, Hawkeye football. I brushed up. And, you know, Liz, Raiders, you got it. And if you guys got personal shit you want me to wade through with you, I'd be happy to. More stories, 3737@gmail.com. I give you my word. That's all I'm good for these days, really. I can make you laugh. I can give you my word. Capital W. And that is, it's coming. So I told you guys 2 a week for a month. It would be 8 a month. You're going to get 8 for what you paid, which is 10 bucks. Honestly, now that I'm doing it, I realize 10 bucks for one of these is fucking worth it. So especially that cuckoo fantasy football league with a bunch of guys that look like they're on to catch a predator. Jesus. All right. Gus Malzahn. What a weird name. Hi, I'm Gus Malzahn. This guy played for a national championship like 2 years ago, and now he can't talk. Everything he says is, I'm not prepared to answer that. Listen to this. Corey, hit it.
I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm not ready to say yes. I'm not ready to say who our starters are going to be. I'm not ready to sit here and say this guy has stepped up or this guy has stepped up. We're not ready to say who the number three guy is. I'm not ready to stand up here right now, really, with any position and tell you that we're ready. I'm not ready to say that. I'm not ready to stand up here right now and tell you for sure dates of anything. I'm not ready to say that we have a one go-to guy. No, I'm not ready to say it right now. I'm not going to say it was really anything. I'm not ready to put a timeline. I'm not ready to say right now who our starting five is going to be. I'm not ready to even go my mind there, but I'm not ready to say like one guy right now. I'm not ready to even go there. I'm not ready to say.
Hey, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared to answer that question about Shalabadash. Who are you, fucking Wayne Newton all of a sudden? What are you, like, what's with the Shalabadashes when guys get old? I had Shalabadashes when I was addicted to Vicodin. I walked around town talking like this. How you doing? I'm Wayne Newton. This is Dunkershane. Do you have any Norcos? I would really enjoy it if the Vikings were in town. Dunkershane. Diarrhea on the wall. Gay sex paintings made in brown. I can't stop. Every podcast talks about shit. Everybody, you fart, everybody in the house laughs or they run away, right? I farted in the bed once. That's not shit. That's a fume. And my 14-year-old son, Jackson, he goes, I don't like it. I go, nobody likes it. He goes, well, don't do it to nobody. That was a great answer. Don't do it to nobody. All right, so we got Le'Veon Bell turning down $12.1 million, and he's tweeting like, hey, man, don't worry about it. I'm all set. No, it's not all good, Harem Pelfer. Come on. $12.1 million. Le'Veon Bell, you're fucking 25 years old. You went to Michigan State. You were a boss. Don't be that much of a... Don't be bad boss. Be good boss. Gus Malzahn is shillabadashes. Live on CBS, Brent Musburger. You see that lovely lady over there? That's... Well, you quarterbacks get all the girls. Le'Veon Bell for a run up the middle for 14 yards. Al Michaels just started getting his celebrities. And that'll bring us down to the two-minute warning. All right. Anquan Boldin just told the Buffalo Bills he's retiring. Way to go, Buffalo Bills. Your town and your team suck so bad, you made a Hall of Famer retire early. Guys, 8 catches from being 8th all-time. 8. He's literally, let me see, he's 20 catches from having like fifth place all to himself in receptions. He went to Buffalo, Western New York, and said, fuck that, I'll retire. This is bullshit. I'm not going to play in fucking Buffalo. What happened to me? I used to be on the, I played in the goddamn Super Bowl. Till the Steelers kicked our kicked our shit in. I held it back. Cause, let me tell you something, Victor. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself where you shit out of. Because there's one thing you're never allowed to introduce to a comedian, and that's fucking doubt, you fucking cunt. How's that? You talk about shit too much. Shit. I fucking diarrhea shit, and I spray it everywhere. Shit. I just took a shower because I shit after a Rufus Wainwright concert because I held it in too long. I have problems shitting. You know why? Because I'm nervous all the time because I don't think anybody really likes me. I don't fit in. I've been alone my entire life. Hey, you need to spend some time alone with JJ. I've been alone with JJ my entire life. I need a connection. You fucking shitaholic. Go eat shit. You put your coffee down because a comedian talks about poo? Fuck off. Go fucking kick rocks in a shit field, you fuck. Fucking introduce doubt. Corey, if you take this out, I swear to God, I'm never talking to you again. Don't ever introduce doubt to a comedian. Doubt is death. All right, I'm back. Anquan Boldin took a shit today. I said, what? Dwayne Wade is most likely going to accept a buyout. You're all over the place. Well, yeah, I got a lot of stuff to get to. Dwayne Wade is most likely going to accept a buyout from the Chicago Bulls. $23 million for Dwayne Wade. You're going to pay Dwayne Wade $23 million to not be a Chicago Bull. I'm not a business expert. I'm not a basketball expert. I mean, I kind of am, but I'm not. However, if I'm going to combine business with the business of basketball and the playing of basketball and finances, which I'm terrible at, otherwise I have more than $0 right now, I think as a company, now I know I'm the new guy here, so hear me out, guys, and I know I'm not from Chicago, so I don't talk with a crazy Chicago accent. Do you think we can get Carmelo to come to Chicago and enjoy our sausage? That's kind of gay, right? The sausage? There's fucking sausage all over the place. I think as a business, and I know I'm kooky, I'm the new guy. I know I didn't go to college, I'm just off the street. However, you guys want to pay Dwayne Wade, a Hall of Famer, 18 points a night, $23 million to not play basketball? I think, I know, I'm a little bit of a loose cannon, I don't play by the rules. You could play him pay him $23 million to play basketball for 18 points. And I think that'd be a little better investment. Because if you're going to give him $23 million to sit at home jacking off to Shark Week, people come to the United Center to see basketball. They don't know he's at home punching his carrot, taking wet, runny shits all over the place, watching Shark Week when guys are sucking each other's cocks. I think $23 million, maybe put him on the floor and say, hey, you know what? If you have 22 points tonight, I'll give you a new goddamn toilet seat. You like Toto? Toto toilet seats are nice. $23 million to not fucking play? Sign me up. Lakers officially under investigation by the NBA for tampering with the Indiana Pacers. Okay. No, I'm not dating Jeannie Buss. No, I have no inside information. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, this fucking numbskull, this harebrain, was the guy that said, hey, I don't want to be in Indiana anymore. I want to go play for the Los Angeles Lakers. That's what your player said. The Lakers... pretty sure we would have heard through the grapevine, and they made a few phone calls. The Pacers were pretty quick to unload Paul George for two bags of shit. Shit, Victor, you fucking cunt. Shit. Shit, 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 shit. Take a shit. Take a shit. Every take a shit, and it's like dark black, and you're like, what the fuck? I'm dying. I have colon cancer. Oh, I had ink in my octopus squid pasta. It's red. Oh, I had beets. Thank God. I have to write myself a note after I eat beet salad. Once I tweeted for you guys to remind me, and you all did. Not Victor. No. Hey, Victor, put that coffee down. Coffee's for shitters. You think I'm fucking with you? I guarantee you I'm not fucking with you. This watch costs more than your car, pal. Put that coffee down.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee's for shitters. Why don't we just let Twicky answer the question from Buck Rogers? Twicky, do we let Victor back into the club?
No.
Oh, Twicky's a fucking cruel mistress, man.
Biddy, 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 no. Biddy, 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 no. Biddy, 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 no.
Victor, I might allow you back into the Moriarty inner circle if you show me like a $10,000 Amazon receipt through jmoore.com. I want my son's first week at the black college of his choice to be on Victor. And you know what? I hope my son majors in fucking diarrhea discovery and ticks and gay stuff and gay rights that you're okay with. Yuck. I kept your last name out of it because it really did bother me. How do you figure? All right. So, Lakers under investigation by the NBA for tampering with Paul George because Magic Johnson fucking winked on television on Jimmy Kimmel in, what, April? I might say, hey, how you doing? Wink, wink, wink. You're not allowed to talk about a player under contract with another team. He didn't. But if somebody asked, well, he did because he said, no, I can't talk about it. That's tampering. And then he did the goofy, winky Magic style. Like, hey, look at me. I'm fucking Magic Johnson. I'm great. And he is great. Is that really tampering? You're the fucking player that said, I want to play for the Lakers. If anybody on the Lakers actually reached out to the Pacers, they'd be dumber than Victor's shit. You're kind of under the microscope here, guys. Let's make sure we don't Hey, gather around, everybody. Hey, do me a favor. Who's the guy that wants Dwayne Wade to fucking play basketball for $23 million? Well, get him in here, too. Hey, what's up? What'd I miss? Don't call the Pacers. Okay, I'm going to go back outside and talk about shit. All right, bye. Pretty sure they had nothing to do with it. Anything. Magic winked. Fucking Pacer babies. Wham. How about take your team out of Indiana? Go someplace where people don't have to walk around in the snow to get to your stupid games. Meow. Where's Mark Jackson? Where's my sister's ass? You know what comes out of my sister's ass?
More sports.